Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. I am late for my show, and the reason why I'm late is because of my family. Yes, I am late because of them, but I am here, and it is what? It is 12/22. That's December 22nd at 8:02 p.m. in bright and wonderful California, and if you are in the East Coast, it's 11:02 because 1 minute has not changed yet. And if you're in the south part of the region, it is 10:02, and that is in the p.m. How is everybody tonight? Tonight is not like any night. Anyway, I am going to talk about, yes, my rest day. Yay! December 2014 will be 10 years. 10 years a slave. For Second Life, those of you who don't know about Second Life, as I always say, don't ask, then tell. Because if you don't know about Second Life, there is no point of trying to tell you about it, because unless you play it, you're not going to know about it. Anyway, how's everybody? It is Monday. I hope everybody got their Christmas shopping done, as I have not even started. I've been kind of melancholy today, unfortunately. I've been in one of those moods. You know how it is when you kind of like miss family and friends and everything, and you get in those moods. Well, that's what has been for me today. But as all, I actually went to my family's house. My goddaughters actually did a little dinner that they didn't invite me to. And they claimed they did, but I went there and had, like, some quick fun. So it wasn't too bad. Actually, my TT Toot was there, and like I said, both my goddaughters and their friends, who were really, really cool. Anyway, as I said, it is my res day in, what, 2 days, the 24th. I started Second Life 10 years ago, believe it or not, yes, 10 years ago. I had actually came from other games. I'm going to tell you a little brief thing about my life. I started actually playing video games, believe it or not, on The Sims. The Sims, if anybody ever knows what The Sims are, I think right now it's Sims 4. But The Sims were the first video game, not video game actually, well, I guess it would be a video game that I started playing, where you virtually are God to these Sims. Anybody that knows, well, anybody that used the bathroom, sleeps, worked, had kids, got married, fall in love, all that kind of good stuff. So that's how I first started, when I was a mere 2 years old. But that's how I first started. And as I played, The Sims became The Sims Online, pretty much like Second Life, but not like Second Life. It was the first video game that was a social video game where you would meet people and play and Basically Live Your Life, how you do now in Second Life. And it was fun. It really, really was. It was different. Still the same concept as the regular Sims, where you had to use the bathroom, sleep, eat, drink, get married if you want to. Not so much as to have a job, but you could have businesses. And I was in there with my family because I actually talked some of my family into going, and we owned several Sims. Differently how the Sims are now, what you call Sims, which is land, is a lot different because with these Sims, you have to be, it would give you the main person, and each person that would move in would increase your, I can't say prim limit, because it wasn't a prim limit, it was more or less object limit. So it would increase your object limit. Say, for instance, if I live there, I might have 100 objects. And if someone else moved in, then they could have another 100. So that's how it increased. Plus the fact you would buy your land bigger, just like how it is here. You would increase your land and you'd get more more objects that way too. And as you grew within the game, and not grew up, but as you progressed, you would maybe get 10 more objects for every, you know, few months or so. But that's how it was. And my family and I lived there for a while. And it started getting to the point where everyone was going to there.com. And if you know anything about there.com, which a lot of people don't, because it's still a game that's not operational, but it's not like, you know, it's not a game that everybody plays as much anymore, but we graduated, so to speak, to there.com, and as we went to there.com, my family went first, and then I just followed behind, but I really didn't care for there.com because they were more, even though both games were cartoon, kind of cartoon, you know, characters, to me, the there.com were more cartoonish. If you get a chance to go online, you know, definitely look at there.com. But anyway, we played there.com. I played it on and off. My family was more, like I said, active in there.com than I was. I more or less stayed in The Sims Online more than I did there.com. So in there.com, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, we had a radio station there. Believe it or not, my grandmother now, Desi, played with my family way before I even knew that she was a Desi and that she knew that I was a Sugar. She played with them. It was actually a family member with them. When you say small virtual world, truly small virtual world. When I did finally go to there.com with my family, it was an experience. As I said before, I really didn't care for it as much as I did TSO, probably because TSO was a game I was used to, and even though there.com was much more of an advanced gaming, meaning that you could do more, your gestures, your way you moved, it was just a different environment, different game. It was, instead of being in one sim, you were able to, because in the TSO, you basically within one sim, one land. I mean, you could go to every other people's land if they were home, but you're in one sim, one land. People would land. You just do certain things there. Most of the time you're just setting your skill level, meaning that because when you would set your skill level, I mean, say, for instance, if you wanted skills in cooking, then you would get, like, little extra gestures or extra if you were an expert in, say, dancing, you would get extra gestures, extra emotes. So that's how the game develops. It's again, same as just the regular Sims. As we did go to there.com, my family decided that they were going to go to the beautiful, wonderful world of Second Life. So it was a rumor that there.com was closing down. And rumor had it, a lot of the family felt that they wanted to go elsewhere, to to go to another game. And at that time, no one really wanted to go back to The Sims Online. I was the only knucklehead, me and maybe my sister, were the only ones that really liked The Sims Online as much as the rest of the family hated it. So they decided that they were going to go ahead and go to Second Life. And I believe they all came to Second Life in 2003, if I'm not mistaken. So 2004, I decided to join in on the family. And I never will forget it. It's been almost 10 years ago, but I still remember it was 10 years ago, Christmas Eve. We basically, my family was someplace else, and real-life family, and I was bored out of my mind. And a cousin of mine who was in Second Life already said, hey, why don't you come on and log on and, you know, make an account, log into the account, and I'll go ahead and kind of show you what's going on. And I'm thinking, okay, no problem. I'm bored as it is. So I made an account, and I logged her on, and I was just not happy with it. It seemed to be, even though I was in a game that truly was old-fashioned, it seemed to be just kind of old-fashioned. I remember logging in, and I remember just really disliking making the avatar. The avatar was absolutely hideous. I'm telling you, what you see now was nothing what started with Second Life. The avatar was hideous. There was no such thing as prim. There was no such thing as, well, of course, there was no such thing as mesh, but there was no such thing as prims. You were a ugly, ugly avatar. There was land, and that's basically all there was land. Linden Labs owned all the land. There was no such thing as people basically owning any individual land. So Linden Labs owned all the land, and ways to get to one region to another, because it really was just a long region. It was no such thing as, you know, landing on a sim and being on that one sim. It was just a long region of just connected sims. Everything was connected. If you go to the mainland now, you kind of get the gist of what I'm talking about, because everything was just an ongoing, you know, environment where you just could just go to one sim and continuing it. Anyway, as I was saying, it was just nothing but land. You flew everywhere. Hence is where the reason you fly, because there was no such thing as teleporting. At that time, you did not teleport. You basically got off your butt and flew everywhere. And since everything was connected, all the regions were connected, all the sims were connected, you would just get in and just fly to wherever you wanted to go. And I remember there was, when I first logged, well, I'm kind of getting for myself, let me reel myself back. The avatar actually had a lot more detail than what it had now, meaning that you could pick more so, like how you like to do your cheeks, your hands, everything. I remember that I was trying to make my avatar, because you have to understand when you do there.com, it was real simple to do the avatar. And in TSO, you just picked an avatar, and that's how you did. In TSO, there was no such thing as changing avatar look or anything. You just pick one avatar and that was your look. In there.com, you could kind of like play with your avatar a little bit, but it was a lot easier. You pick your complexion. Everything was like a ice cream color, like, or candy, like caramel, chocolate, vanilla. That was the complexions that you used. And Second Life, it was a lot more detailed. Everything, how long your fingers were, your nails, just your cheekbones. It was a lot more detailed, and I was getting extremely frustrated. I do remember that I made my avatar really, really dark and did not for the life of me know how to make her lighter. And I was like, wow, this is really a pain in the damn ass. And when me and my cousin was talking, she was like, you know, you just have to slow down. And I'm like, girl, I don't have time for, you know, to, to get involved and kind of make this avatar look better, because the avatars were absolutely hideous. As I said, it was there was no such thing as trim hair, so whatever hair that you had, if you whatever hair that the avatar had originally, you would have to make some type of hair out of that. And I can't, it's hard to explain to someone. It's honestly explaining to a person that plays Second Life, even as talking to a person that's never played Second Life. That's just how bad, it was. If you don't know, because now it's so advanced and you can just basically buy a pre-done shape if you want to, whatever, and you're good to go, where it was a lot different then. It was so hard to get your avatar to look good. There was no such thing as skins, makeup, prim hair. There was no such thing as prim shoes. Everything was basically that. It was basic. Everything was basic. And your avatar was horrible. Just absolutely horrible. I remember being extremely frustrated trying to, you know, trying to get this avatar on point. So I logged off and said, the hell with this, and took my butt and went right back to The Sims Online. And about a couple of, maybe about a month later, my cousin, you know, talked me back into logging back in, and I did. And at that time, I had to make a brand new avatar because I didn't remember what the information was for the old avatar, because I think I deleted her, if I'm not mistaken, because in those days, I think you could actually delete your avatar, and that was it. Nowadays, they kind of keep the avatar on file, but in those days, I think you could delete the avatar, and that was it. And I also believe, if I'm not mistaken, we were paying for our accounts. I think it was $10 per month to pay for your account, so it was no such thing as just a premium account. Everybody had to pay for their account. Anyway, that's why you didn't get a lot of foolishness like you do now with Auth. But anyway, I logged in. I remember logging in and her trying to show me around. And there were two malls. Believe it or not, there were only two malls. And these two malls had clothing, shoes, just different little items they had, clothing, shoes. And at that time, they were adding hair. But again, not like how you see your hair now. It was nothing like that. But they were adding hair, and you could add your hair on. But it was nothing like it is now. But I remember being like, wow, this is great. Because, you know, hey, because when I was in The Sims Online, there was no such thing as changing your clothes. You didn't change your clothes. Whatever you had on, that's what your avatar wore. Your hair didn't change. Your makeup didn't change. None of that changed. Whatever you had on, that's what you had on. But when I got to Second Life, you could change your clothing, which I really liked. Also, you can do that in Dare.com, too. You can change your clothing and what have you. So I remember talking to her and ended up getting a new outfit. And I remember them giving out a lot of free outfits. A lot of free outfits. Now you would look at them and think they were hideous. Because I think they were hideous. But at the time, you know, it was like, wow, you know, free stuff. It was really an experience that, and sometimes I wish I could experience again. Because it was like a little kid and you just found a new game and it was like, wow, this is really different. This is really fun. And it was a lot different and it was fun and people were a lot friendlier than they are now. Because it wasn't this big competition of Linden. You had Linden's, of course. I do remember that if you referred someone, you would actually get some Linden if you referred someone. So I do remember getting Linden's because of the fact that they referred someone. And I remember getting the Linden's, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, it was like maybe 10. It might have been 10, maybe 10 different regions. Because I remember Bay City, and I think they still have Bay City. I remember Bay City. The map was just, you could basically see the map where everything was, because they had like a map, and it really was just different. But it was a lot more fun, for the simple fact that people were just nicer. People seemed to be willing to help, and they were willing to be friends with you, and not because they wanted something out of you or felt that you could do anything for them, or felt that you could pave their way to their success or get linens from you. People were truly friendlier, nicer, and wanted to do more for people at that time. And it was just a different feel than what it is now, you know, or what it's become, rather. But I remember being, I think, two clubs, and both the clubs were not urban clubs. They were rock and roll music. I mean, they played a little urban, but they weren't urban clubs. And believe it or not, I do remember recalling that my grandmother told me that our family actually started the first urban club in Second Life, 9 years ago, whatever. But it was a different environment, because, like I said, no one had an urban feel, so no urban clubs, no urban environment, none at all. It was really just different. I don't even know who started the urban lifestyle in Second Life. I mean, it's there now. It's there to stay, but I don't even remember who started. I do remember, which is really funny. I remember when they were giving out land, literally giving it out. If you were, you didn't have to have a premium account, because again, everybody was paying for it, but they were giving very, very small pieces of land out to people. And I remember people buying the land from other, from each individual, because they wanted to make their land bigger. They would find a piece of land that whoever owned the land that was next to theirs, and they were buying all this land out. And I remember selling my piece of land and regretting it after, because when I first started Second Life, I was in an apartment, and apartment living was a lot was the norm. It was much more popular than getting land to live on. It was, everybody wanted to get an apartment, because a lot of people just didn't own land. Because if you own land, when Dare.com finally decided to go ahead and start doing, you know, selling land, you own land, but no one, how it is now where individuals actually own land, it wasn't that way then. You basically bought your land from Second Life, from Linden Labs, and that's where you resided at. You bought your land from Linden Labs. I'm trying to remember, there was one car dealership. Actually, there was one car dealership, but they owned two different lots. No, they weren't billionaire. But they had two different lots. There was one motorcycle place. It was just different. I mean, I can't even explain to you. It was so primitive than what it is now. It was really, really primitive, but it was also, like, wow to me, because I never seen anything like that before. You know, I never experienced a game like that where people were so friendly and so willing to help, and you enjoy just, you know, being in game just for the sake of being in game, because it was an addiction, but it was an addiction of money or sex like it is now, or all of the negatives that it is now. And I do remember the first person that started the baby thing. It was one lady that actually started she made a prem baby. That was the first prem baby that I remember seeing. She made a prem baby, and the prem baby was so ugly. Oh, my God, it was horrible looking. But she was the first person that made a prem baby, and then one gentleman decided that he would get into business making prem babies, and he started making prem babies, and he was the first one to actually open up a clinic. A gentleman of Black descent, really nice guy at first, because he was the first, first one to do this, and people were going to him and starting, business and having babies with him, and he was so friendly and so sweet. And then once he started getting popular, his popularity honestly went to his head, and he really just changed. He went from being this really nice, guy who you really didn't mind hanging out with and talking to, because he was, I said, really friendly and would, talk to you about anything and help you, because he was role-playing the doctor. But he changed so quickly once his popularity grew. Who he was, probably who he always was, started coming out. He was starting to be a real dick. And to the point where other people started doing their own medical clinics, their own maternity clinics. And that just, started, popping up all over the place. I mean, what you see now, because you see there's a wide variety of clinics all over the place. So you can basically search and put clinic in, and pages will pop up. But in those days, you didn't have that. It was one clinic for everyone. And then there started to be maybe two, maybe three. But that was it. You didn't see a lot of clinics. You didn't see a lot of clinics or almost everything. Anyway, almost everything you didn't see now, you see now, you didn't see then. I remember when the first makeup came out, not skin, mind you, but makeup. The chick actually came from their.com. She started doing makeup. And when I tell you that people were like, women, like, oh, my God, they were like all just excited because it was finally makeup. Your body was a blank canvas. God, I don't want to get too might as well. I'm sure there's nothing but adults listening. You didn't have any nipples. You didn't have the frame of having your private area, because all that you had to buy as a tattoo, because it wasn't there. You had to buy your nipples. You had to buy your private area. You had to buy your makeup, and your makeup was only for your face. It was just, when I tell you it was primitive, it was primitive. So people going, really? It was just different. The thing that you use for base now was more or less your shoe. The base that you use now for a shoe was more or less the base, and then your shoe was cloth, more or less. There was no such thing as prim feet. There was no such thing as, those pretty toes you have now. None of that. I remember refusing to buy an AO. I remember absolutely refusing to buy an AO. Don't ask me why. Don't ask me what I had against AOs, because honestly, I have no clue, but I refused to buy one. And I remember walking like a doofus for freaking months, because I did not. I was so far behind, like I am now. The same thing as where I was then. Like, I refused to wear slink feet, slink hands, mesh. That's how I was then, too. Anything that seemed to be a step above or a step up from what the norm is, I wouldn't do it. When friends and family was buying AOs, I refused to buy them. And it was different than what the AOs are now. The AOs then, there was no such thing, how you move and how you put on your AO and your body moves around. There was no such thing as that. You basically had a static pose. You had one static pose, and when you walked, you basically everyone walked the same way with the swave of the hips back and forth, which is so, you know, just so much emphasis on that, the ass going back and forth. It was, that's how it was then. Now it's you know, different walks, different stance. But then it was just different. If you didn't get all that, you didn't have all that, you know, the movement that you have now. I'm trying to think back, but God, I honestly had, before I started to do the show, I had so much I wanted to tell you guys about, and now it's like I'm drawing a serious blank because there's so much that has developed in Second Life. It has, the game is, and I don't want to say game, the social environment, that's probably the best way of saying it. The social environment has developed so much. It's advanced, and just so much that it is, has advanced to than what it was when I first started. It's just a different place. If someone was in Second Life 10 years ago, and say they were in Second Life for a year 10 years ago, and then decided to come back now, it would be mind-boggling and mind-blowing, because there's so much that has taken place, that the social platform is just different. The fact that you can now make money, the fact that it's just a whole different environment than what it was 10 years ago. I remember when a friend of mine finally decided that they wanted to come. And that was like about maybe 6 years, and she was like, oh, my God, this is just absolutely incredible. This game is just wonderful, and it's amazing, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm sure, you know, she only stayed for like about maybe 6 months. And I'm sure if she came now, she would be like floored, because it's so much has changed even from 6 years ago. It's just not the same. The platform, it just keeps growing, and it just keeps just surpasses what it was each year. Each year something else happens where it surpasses the year before. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be back with you. One, maybe two. Hello, it is me, the Sugarlicious Me. If you have just joined me, I am talking about my 10 years experience in Second Life. I'm actually not talking too much about it because there's so much that I honestly have forgotten. I was so, thought I had my shit together, and then came back, and I'm like, just keep, my mind's like drawing a blank. But one thing I did want to share, for a friend of mine actually was asking me, and I'm going to address that because she asked. The reason why I have a avatar that is only, I think Sugarlicious Me is 3 years old, is because I had an extremely bad habit, as I also had in TSO, where I would make my avatar, something would piss me off, and I would get rid of it. Seriously. That is what I used to do. I'd make the avatar, get rid of it. Make the avatar, get pissed off, get rid of it. So that's the reason why you see me in a brand new avatar. My original avatar again, was December 24th, 2004. And when she logged in, and I regret not keeping her. I really regret it, although my whole second life is just changed from when it was with each avatar. With each avatar, I lived a different lifestyle. But with each avatar, I kind of didn't really live, if that makes sense. And I'll try to explain as briefly as I can. I never really got involved with my online life as I have now. I've been doing my talk shows for a while, and I started my talk shows as Sam Sugar, which is the avatar before this one, so about maybe almost 5 years ago, I started doing Blog Talk Radio, and then I went from Blog Talk Radio, and when I recreated the avatar that you know now, all of you know, is Sugarlicious Me, I decided to start doing, you know, talk shows on the grid. And so, but before that, my other avatars, I had businesses, but I never had friends. And the families I had, you know, it was a small group of family. I had my real life family, which I didn't too much deal with online, believe it or not. I dealt with more of my family, the little family that I did have that was virtual, that was online, which I don't even want to get into that. That's a whole different story and a whole different talk show that I just care to forget, but one day I'll share it. So I had my life online was pretty much boring as hell. It was nothing like it is now where, I had friends, family, hanging out, doing things. I just really wanted to just log on. I had a homestead because the homesteads now are the Sims before. Before, those were Sims. I think the biggest Sim, because the first Sims were the 20, which you consider as a homestead. Then the homesteads grew to a Sim, which would be 50 individuals on a complete Sim. So it's totally different than what it is now. That's another big difference. Now a Sim can hold 100, where as it started off, it's 20 and 50 and then 100. But I would stay on my then homestead, which was a Sim, and I made my clothes and put my clothes up, and that was it. I just never dealt with people. I always was by myself. I always hung out, alone. The family and friends I had would come over to the Sim and hang out, whatever, but, you know, I had my own apartments that I were renting out, and again, the same thing. I just didn't want to advance into any relationships. I had my daughters, which is two of my daughters. I've had Lisa's one of them, and my other daughter has been my daughter, God, for years. So they have been my daughters for years. On each avatar that I've recreated, they basically stuck it out and recreated too. And I realized after I made this last one that it was really a toll on them. Even though they, you know, they're loyal and they stuck it out, it still was a toll on them. And I had to realize it and had to look at myself and look at my avatar and go, okay, you know, what are you going to do? You can't just, when you get pissed off, you can't just keep making new avatars. It's not fair. You know, I've been a kid, I've been a teen, I've been, you know, my avatar before this one basically was real quiet. She was dealing with her family, and that was it. But I had a boring existence, and the only avatar that I really can say with beyond a doubt that I've enjoyed and still enjoy, and even though it's, yes, I have a lot going on, is the avatar that I have now, because I put a lot of myself into her. I basically, even though it's role play, because it is role play, when you get online it is role play, but I love who I am because I put me into Sugarlicious. What you see when you talk to Sugarlicious and what have you is me, and that is who I am, and that is the reason why I think I'm enjoying my little virtual existence now. And speaking of kids, I said something about me being a kid at one time, which I was a kid at one time. I actually gave my cousin my avatar. But the funny part about all this is that there was no such thing 10 years ago, 9 years ago, even as virtual kid. When they finally started doing kids, it was the weirdest thing. I remember one Christmas time when I first saw a kid Abby. It was the weirdest thing ever. They were just weird little creatures to me. And Lyndon Labs was really trying to get them off the grid at one point, because a lot of it had a lot of negativity too, because a lot of them were doing age play. And if you don't know what age play is where a lot of the little girls would play being daddy's girls, if you know what I mean. So a lot of them were doing that. So Lyndon Lab wanted to get it shut down because it was on the news, on the real life news, and it was just so much negative onto it that, you know, people wanted to, you know, to shut them down. But now it's different. Not to say that doesn't still happen, because on some Sims, of course, it does happen. It's a place for sick, twisted, you know, individuals in Second Life to do that. But there's a place for sick, twisted individuals in Second Life for damn near anything. So that shouldn't surprise anyone that goes on either. But it did change as far as what a lot of, you know, kids play as. A lot of them really role play kids, and they enjoy being kids. They enjoy having parents, and that's their life, you know. For whatever reason, you know, it is what it is. The reason why I did it, because I had a business as a child. I wanted to keep my business as a child. I wanted to, you know, have fun and enjoy myself, and I didn't want to have on the stress of having someone hit on me or try to make a relationship. Because honestly, I did not want to get into a relationship. I did not want that. Each avatar that I've had, with the exception of this one and the one before, I was single. I wasn't trying to get into a relationship. That was not what I wanted. So I remained single. Yes, single in Second Life. It's possible, because I did it for yayas. And I enjoyed it. The first time that I actually fell in love, I guess you say, with another avatar was in World of Warcraft, which is my husband now. It's here. I didn't bring him to Second Life, but that's, we're not going to discuss. We're not going to talk about the reason he's in Second Life. Glad he's here, but that was really the biggest reason I would play would change, because I would get so pissed about little bitty, you know, shit that was going on when things started getting crazy, because it did get crazy. I mean, Second Life, you know, it gets crazy. We all know it does, and that is, you know, it's nothing changed as far as that goes. Individual people are going to be crazy, insane, do their thing, act a fool, whatever, and it just happens, and that's the way it happens. And you, instead of dealing with it, I used to always just recreate. I would just recreate. I've recreated so many freaking times, it's not even fucking funny. I mean, seriously, I would get rid of the avatar and just, you know, move on to a whole brand new Second Life and start all over again. When I think about all the money, all the USD that I've put into all these avatars, I swear I would just kick my own ass. Because I put a lot of funds in each avatar. I really, really did. And when I sit and think about it, I'm thinking, shit, you know, why didn't I just go ahead and just say screw people like I do now and just continue on my merry way like I do now? But, I mean, everybody, you know, some people recreate for different reasons. You know, I can admit my recreation was because I was just too much of a wussy or a wimp to, you know, to go off on people and tell them to kiss my ass. A lot of things that, you know, I've changed. I really wish I had kept my avatar from 10 years ago. I really wish, because there's so much that I'm sure that's on her that I would love to share with you guys and let you see. But I do know I do have one of my avatars from, I think she's, actually she is from 10 years ago. I think it is my original avatar when I come to think about it. I'm going to log on her and get some of my, hopefully there's pictures that I had prior to my prior to my beautiful avatar now that I'm going to share. I'll probably put them on my my blog, and so you guys can see them. And I'm going to start doing my blog again, I promise. But anyway, I've only got 15 minutes. I can't believe I just started rambling about other things other than my beautiful and wonderful life and Second Life. But I have had some experiences. I'm really a lot's happened with me in Second Life. A lot of things that I'm happy about. I have a wonderful family now. I wouldn't trade my family in for the world. I have, I'm happy in my Second Life. And even if I came to the point where I was no longer happy, I think that I would still continue with my avatars I do now. Because a lot of people don't understand that Second Life is a fantasy. It is a place where each of us want to do something that we probably can't do in real life. And some of us may just be here for money. Some of us may be here for whatever reason. You know, we're here because we're here. And I think a lot of us, like myself, I'm in Second Life to get away. I've never, ever said I wasn't in Second Life to get away. I've been here since 2004. On and off, mind you, because I have left the game several times for years. I remember, one time I left it for 2 years, came back, stayed for about maybe a year and a half, left again. Because at one point they had a teen grid where you had to be ages 13 to, I think it was 17, you were on the teen grid. And once you became 18, because that time you had to prove your age and everything. It wasn't like it is now where you make an account, you log on, you're here. It's nothing like that anymore. It you know, then, you know, then you had to really prove who the hell you were. I remember the teen grid. So a lot has changed as far as that, you know, that's gone to a lot of the, and I believe the reason why the teen grid is no more because someone sued Linden Labs and found out that, okay, you know, you're sued, and it was like, well, what's the point of having a teen? It was something to do with teens. Anyway, that's something I want to discuss because I don't really know about it, so I don't want to really discuss it. But, yeah, I've been in Second Life since 2004, been here a long, long time. As I said before, when I first got in Second Life, it was nothing like it is now. It was a virtual place with trees and land, and that's all it was. And each individual brought something to Second Life. Second Life is truly made by its residents. I've heard Phil Rosendale say that before. Rosendale said that before, but it is. Second Life, whatever Second Life is what we've made it. The only thing that Second Life, that Linden Labs provides to Second Life is the land, and that's how it's always been. It just basically provides the land. And you would get, you know, they'd make like a chair, what have you, that you did when you first logged in. You would be in your inventory, but the residents of Second Life has made Second Life what it is today, and that's, you know, it's a different environment than when I first logged in 10 years ago. There's no such thing now as having to pay unless you want to get a premium account. In those days, you had to pay. It was a $10, I believe it was $10 charge you had to pay in those days. Now, you only pay if you want to pay. You know, Second Life is free to everyone, which is, in a way, is kind of a sad thing, too. And the reason why I say it's a sad thing, because it allows so many individual people to come online and terrorize with BS. And it's sad, but it does happen. I was talking about my first piece of land, and now that I remember, it was like a 512 parcel. It was 117 frames. I remember that because I remember saying, what the hell am I going to do with these frames? And that's the reason why I sold it. And whoever was buying the land up was smart. because they were buying the land up and they were, you know, adding all, because they were like, segments if you, but the lands were like right on top of each other, like land here, land here, land here. So there was really, unless you bought all, you know, bought a lot of land, there was really like this craziness because you were on top of each other. And if you know anything about a 512 parcel size, 117 print, you already know what 117 print, but think about you being right up on someone. But that was given to everyone for free. Everyone had it. If you came onto the account, you know, you logged in and, hey, you had your free, you know, that was their promotion. You had your free land. But it was so funny because people were basically on top of each other, and someone got smart and said, hey, I'm gonna start go ahead and buying this land up. At the time, you know, you don't think about that. You know, I really wish I had, kept my land now, but you know, you don't think about that. You kind of like, you know, as time goes on, there's a lot of things that you do now. You probably look back and take a life and go, shoot, why didn't I do that then? Or why didn't I stay there? Like, I really wish now I had stayed with my clothing, but I didn't. I got bored of that and changed my clothing. Got, you know, I basically got bored of so much in Second Life. It's comical now because I honestly wish that I knew in 2004 what I knew now. I would probably be a damn billionaire in Second Life if I knew then. Think about 10 years in a game that has evolved and you've evolved with it. That's like so cool. So cool. So cool. Anyway, I am going to leave you with the thought that my 10 years in Second Life has been a wonderful journey. It has been something that I never thought I would experience. I'm happy with it, excited about it. It's just a wonderful experience. And the reason why it's a wonderful or has been a wonderful experience is because of all of you, because of the family and friends that I've had in the past. Even though there have been a lot of people who have pissed me off and have not forced me to make a new tune, but have made me make a new tune. I guess you can even say make me, but I felt like I needed to make a new tune. And because of that, I am where I am now, 10 years later, still in the game. But I have evolved, maybe not with the slink feet, maybe not with slink hands, but, you know, I'm no longer that ugly little duckling than I was when I first landed on this grid 10 years ago. And Second Life has done a lot for me. It really has. It has given me a lot of joy. It has given me a lot of smiles, a lot of tears. I would not trade my Second Life now for anything in the world. I'm like truly blessed with the family that I have, with the life that I have. And I think once you start playing, I don't like to say playing the game, but once you start being in Second Life and enjoying it, and not looking for something out of it other than to have fun and other than to enjoy your family and other than to make it a better place and a better environment, I think you would enjoy your Second Life so much more. I think the biggest problem with Second Life is when there's the economy. When people were allowed to make money, it has made people greedy. It has made people nasty. It has made people vicious. And it has made people not look at what Second Life is. Can meet an individual, fall in love with them, meet an individual, call them your daughter, your goddaughter, your sister, your mother, your father, your brother. It's a place where you develop friendships, not only within the game, but out of the game. And here I am saying game, but I guess that's what I have to keep calling it. But Second Life has truly been a joy for me. 10 years And as much as I may complain, it has been a wonderful, wonderful ride. I hope in 10 years that is still on the map. I don't know if I would still be playing it 10 years now, but I do want to say to all of you who are in my life now, thank you so much for making my second life just a wonderful virtual existence. Even those people who pissed me off, made me angry that I kept making new avatars for, thank you for that. Because if you had not did that, I may not be the person that I am now. I may not be the sugarlicious me, and I may not have the full people that I have in my life. Anyway, as always, love you all. Thank you again for listening. I am going to go make me some popcorn and make me watch some television. Yeah, or some Netflix. But anyway, thank you all again. 10 years, and I'm still going strong. Mwah, sugar kiss. Hey, do not forget tomorrow is Santa Claus. We'll be on my talk show. So don't forget to bring the kids over. There's going to be a 2K Christmas list, so make sure you bring your Christmas list. It's for the little ones. Each individual toodle as well as adult will win 1K for ugly shirt, ugly sweater, that is. So make sure that is. You will also get random prizes tomorrow, so you're going to have random prizes. We're going to be doing a lot tomorrow. We're going to have a lot of fun. 2015 is coming up. It's going to be a lot of different things for Sugarlicious Me Talk Show, a lot of different things for Blog Talk. I am going to be no longer doing my Sunday morning shows. As much as I really appreciate those who get up early in the morning to listen to them, I think that a lot of people are just not listening as much. And you guys do listen later, but you know how it goes. But anyway, love you all. Thank you so much again for listening. Mwah! Sugar kisses.
Pills and potions. We're overdosing. I'm angry, but I still love you. Pills and potions. We're overdosing. Can't stand it, but I still love you. Even though what you was doing wasn't tasteful, even though you out here looking so ungrateful, I'ma keep it moving, be classy and graceful. I told them it's no friends in the game, you ain't learned that yet. All the bridges you came over, don't burn that yet. Niggas want respect, but niggas ain't earned that yet. Self-righteous and entitled, but they swearing on the Bible that they love you, and really they no different from all your rivals. But I still don't wish death on them, I just reflect on them.
Pills and potions. Overdosing. I'm angry, but I still love you. Pills and potions. We're overdosing. Can't stand it, but I still love you.
Support you when it's beneficial. I'ma forgive, I won't forget, but I'ma dead the issue. Soon as you out of niggas' lives is when they start to miss you. They see you doing good, now it's kinda hard to diss you. Niggas be sick when they remember all the bad they wished you. Niggas be mad when they can't come and live lavish with you. But I sped off.